Welcome back to The Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Cardinal World Series champion Brad Thompson and Chris Ronji. I'm Randy Carricker, and time now for our senior spotlight. We like to honor seniors in high school or college that had their senior seasons cut short by the coronavirus. And joining us today is SIU Edwardsville wrestler Tyshawn Williams. Tyshawn, thanks for taking some time with us.
I appreciate it.
Well, I tell you what, man. First of all, thank you for being with us, and we appreciate that. And look, I've got to imagine senior year anyhow is crazy. You're thinking about life after college, in your case, some after high school. But it's even crazier when things get cut short. Now, if I have this right, you were on your way to the NCAA championship. Is that correct for wrestling?
Yes, sir.
Dude, what is that like when you find out, and obviously it's a lot bigger, our world is a lot bigger than just sports, but man, we do sports here, right? What was it like when you found out that you weren't going to get that opportunity to go to the championship this year?
Oh, man, it was actually pretty devastating. I was training. I was actually training at the moment. Since I got done training, I got a call from my head coach, Jeremy Spates, relaying the news back down to me, letting me know what's going on and things like that. So I was definitely really bummed up about it. I didn't want to put too much thought into it just at that second because it just seemed so unrealistic to me. So I gave it some time, went and, surrounded myself around my teammates, around their care and their love, just to clear my mind a little bit.
So have you been able to have much interaction with your teammates since?
Actually, yes. We all were together, but we all kind of separated now, and we all in, like, different areas.
Okay, so being a wrestler, the training never really stops. How has it changed, though, since you're not able to compete and you can't really be around other people at the moment? How are you able to train now?
So, actually, I'm actually down in Morganfield, Kentucky. I'm from Baltimore City, but I'm going to bring a little bit of my countryside down here with one of my fellow teammates, Saul Irvin. So, we actually got a pretty good setup here with, though, we still get to wrestle each other and things like that, and we lift, four times a week. So I'm still trying to stay fit and stay in shape,
Tyshawn, you were so close to wrapping up school. What's that been like here? Are you online? Are you taking classes online, and how's that working?
Oh, yeah, everything is online-based now, and it's going pretty good. Just taking it a day at a time. It's actually giving me a lot of time to, dial into my schoolwork and things like that and, make sure I'm doing everything to the best capability that I can.
Dude, you have internet way out in the country? You're good to go?
Well, actually, that's the tough part about it. The internet isn't as great down here, but, we find a way to make it work.
That's a beautiful thing. You got to. And that's kind of part of being an athlete in general, is you figure out ways to make things work. Not everything's going to be perfect. I'm interested in wrestling in general. I would think that there's a lot of discipline that has to happen there, because I would bet that there are moments where you're a little angry. I mean, things might not go your way. What have you learned about yourself through wrestling? Like, has it taught you discipline?
Yes, I would absolutely say that. I played many other sports, especially in high school. I played three different sports, but wrestling definitely taught me something since I was young, from discipline to character. It shaped me in my values and morals as a person and got me ready for the next steps in life. You know what I mean? Like, the discipline is different than every other sport because it's discipline from cutting weight, discipline in positioning, discipline in focusing on small details. And that's just on the wrestling-based side, just as well as the discipline for life. Knowing that once you wrestle, it's not just a saying. Everybody say the same, but it's not just a saying. Just, I honestly believe once you wrestle, everything else in life is easy.
So using that discipline, I would imagine that's really handy right now when you are and going back to finishing your schoolwork and having to do it online. When you're not having to go to class and be and have your teachers in front of you, it's a completely different dynamic. You kind of have to stay on top of your own stuff now. Is that difficult to do when you're not actually having to go to class and you're having to do everything online? To me, it seems like it would be really easy to slack off a little bit.
I definitely do agree with you on that it could become a downward spiral for some people. If they let things get out of hand, they fall too far behind, it could be hard to catch up, especially when you got no one really teaching you necessarily step by step every day, like with class appearances and things like that. I feel as though, I try to stay on top of things. Like, every day, I write down every beginning of every week, I write down a sheet of what I have to do every week, as far as class-wise, what's due, and what days doing and things like that. And I try to that keep me in line to getting things done prior a few days before it's due, or maybe on the day that it is due, depending on how I'm feeling.
SIU Edwardsville wrestler Tyshawn Williams in our senior spotlight on 101 ESPN, and you mentioned that after wrestling, everything is easy. Can you compare the conditioning and the work that you put into wrestling versus the other sports that you played?
Yeah, man, the physicality, the emotions, the mental aspect of wrestling just was so much more intense than every other sport that I played. As far as just the conditioning itself from, you know, running 7 to 10 miles to just running 50 sprints in a room, you know, holding plank position, you know, drilling, having a 30-minute live goal, then conditioning. Man, it's tough compared to every other sport. Like, I played football as well in high school, and it was pretty easy for me to get through practices a lot of times as far as just able to go through the motions and things like that. With wrestling, it was, I mean, don't get me wrong, we had easy days when there was easy days for us to give our body a rest. But other than that, man, like, just being in that room trying to push yourself every day past those breaking points and learn the small details of positioning where we all need to get better, like, it's definitely a big difference.
That's the key, isn't it, Tyshawn? You have to learn to do things that you didn't think that you could do.
Learn how to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Hey, how long can you hold a plank?
we never actually timed, but I think, in all honesty, I think it's probably, let me think, going in the weight room for, I think I could probably get like 4 minutes, somewhere around there. That's just my thought, you know what I mean? In the weight room, we normally don't for like, I think, 2 minutes on certain drills that we do, and I kind of can feel where I'm at doing
I'll be
that.
Shaking like a leaf after 2 minutes, if I got there. Hey, man, what's next for you? What's the next chapter?
Oh, yeah, so the next chapter is, you know, I'm making my transition to MMA, you know, trying to work myself towards the UFC or the Bellator, whichever one comes first. Just taking it one step at a time. I'm looking at going back out to England and training alongside with my mates, Darren Till and Mike Grundy. I was always already thinking about fighting anyway once I was done. This was kind of sort of a plan that I had, you know, tied up and things like that. But I just still love competing, you know. I love working hard and, you know, pushing myself daily. So that's why I see myself making this a profession for myself for the moment.
That's really cool. Hey, how much have you trained fighting standing up? I mean, it's a totally different beast. It's great to have that one discipline. You got wrestling, like, locked down, but what about the standing up stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I actually boxed when I was younger. My little brother still boxes right now down in Baltimore at Upton Boxing Gym. So I got a little bit of that down. I worked a little bit of jiu-jitsu and stuff when I went over there. I honestly thought it was going to be a lot. The jiu-jitsu side actually came, like, more hand-to-hand than wrestling. It was, like, kind of easy. Like, I picked up on it really quick and things like that, and it was easy to roll around with all those guys in there that been, you know, doing it for a while, like purple belts, black belts, and brown belts. So I was just like, yeah, I think that's probably something I want to do then. But then they explained to me that wrestling would have made it a lot easier, which it did.
So how do you prepare for getting kicked in the face?
I would say wrestling. When I say that, I just meaning the psychological part of wrestling, you know, of the mental aspect and stuff like that. Because wrestling, it takes so much mental power. And, like, how can I explain this? Like, the best way, yeah, it just takes so much. Like, wrestling, it teaches you a lot. It makes you really tough and gritty, you know what I mean? Especially once you're getting in there. And I think maybe that's how you can prepare for getting kicked in the face, just knowing that, like, you know, you can handle it, whatever comes your way.
And I would think that that wrestling foundation would be the key in UFC, wouldn't it? Because of what you talk about mentally, but physically as well. If you can use that foundation, you can build on that to be a really good MMA fighter.
Yeah, I totally agree. Definitely sparring around with guys, noticing that my wrestling was a lot more superior than theirs, and it helped me. Like, I look at wrestling as the art of controlling somebody's body and holding them against their will. And that's kind of what it actually does when I sparred around with those guys. Like, it was a lot easier just because I was so much more advanced at wrestling than they were.
Hey, when you look back on the road that's gotten you to this point right now, when you're heading off, you're trying to pursue an MMA career, is there somebody specifically, or maybe there's a group of somebodies, that you think about and say, man, that person really helped me out, or they really helped me out along the way?
Yeah, definitely. I look at it as definitely a village to raise one, you know what I mean? But I definitely would say, you know, Jeremy Spates put me in a lot of head highlights my coach, you know, put me in the best positions possible that he can put me in wrestling-wise and outside of wrestling for life. You know what I mean? We talked about a lot of things, just making sure that I had plans and things like that over the past year since I got to school. Plans, like what was my plans after wrestling? It wasn't just only about wrestling. So I feel as though he definitely groomed me the right way and prepared me. And we came up with good plans that, you know, to help me succeed.
Is there somebody at a professional level that you really follow? And if there is, why? What is it about them?
Yeah, on a professional level, I have a few people I look up to, some for different reasons and others for, you know, other reasons. Some for motivation, some for discipline, and some for just life in general, because everybody don't have it all together. Somebody might have the motivation and discipline side together, but their life isn't together. So I try to, like, look at a few different people and grasp a few things. But looking up to my friend Mike, you know, Mike Grundy out in England, definitely showing me the ropes and things like that, breaking things down to me step by step. And he just got into the UFC not too long ago, but he's doing phenomenal. And just him, you know, showing me the ropes and teaching me not just about just fighting, but just life and things like that. Like, I actually, you know, I appreciate that a lot from him. You know what I mean?
Tyshawn, how are you doing with the coronavirus in terms of handling being quarantined to social distancing? How are you doing with all of that stuff?
We're actually doing pretty good down here in Kentucky. We just, I go fishing a lot more often than I ever did. I tell you that. Try to catch some crappie and some bass, but, other than that, though, yeah, we just go fishing a little bit. Turkey hunting is only a week away, so that's something else that we're going to intervene ourselves into. But social distancing-wise, it's just us and the fam sitting inside the house. We don't really around too many others as much, really.
Hey, did you grow up hunting and fishing at all? Because when I moved to the Midwest, that was like I never did it. I grew up in Las Vegas, and then all my friends hunt and fish. Did you grow up doing any of this stuff?
No, I'm actually from Baltimore City, so I'm from an inner city. So, you know, everything was kind of foreign to me. I've been down here a few times with my friend Saul. He's one of my really good buddies, Saul Irvin. So I've been down here a few times with him, and I went hunting. But this is the longest I've ever been down here, and I'm actually having a good time. I don't mind the country stuff. I actually like it.
Good.
Do you follow Baltimore sports at all?
Yeah, actually, I have a lot of friends and stuff that's doing pretty well, and you know, in football, boxing, professionally wise, and things like that.
Okay, but you're not like an Orioles fan. Way. You know, the Orioles, you don't really follow them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I don't follow the Orioles or anything like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, don't.
Hey, Tyshawn, we're bummed out for you that you didn't get to finish your senior year, but we can tell by talking to you that you have a great future ahead. Thanks for taking some time with us. Take care of yourself. Enjoy that turkey hunting season, and we'll keep an eye on you as you approach MMA and to get into UFC.
I appreciate it, you guys. Thanks.